keep your clothes in.
Well, we have closets. And quite frankly, we have, my wife has a dresser or bureau, and I have a huge chest of drawers.
Okay. And the dresser and bureau are the same thing?
No, separate.
Okay, what's the difference?
She has one on one end. Hers has got a mirror on it.
Mm-hmm.
Mine has.
Okay. Yours is taller?
Yes, bigger and taller.
Okay.
And we both have a walk-in closet.
Before they had closets built into the house, did people have a big piece of furniture to hang clothes in?
Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you at the moment what that thing was. Do you really need to know?
Well, if you think of it, you can go on, but...
Excuse me 1 minute.
Esther?
I would have to think about things too. What kind of wood would you start a fire? I was thinking about kindling or fire or lightered wood.
That's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
So you call it lightered, and they call it splinter. Same.
I know the blooming thing, but I can't dredge it up.
Okay. Well, some of them call it a wardrobe, and some of them call it like a chiffarobe or something. Does either one of those ring a bell?
No.
Yeah.
I can almost hear my grandmother yet talking about it. And a lot of the older people around here still use the term, and I know what it is,
mm-hmm.
but can't think of it.
Okay.
We might as well move on.
Well, we've got a lot of questions, and in fact, some of these things are, nobody uses them anymore, and, mm-hmm. and some, even the oldest people, don't really remember, you know, and that's kind of what I'm doing to check and see, you know, mm-hmm. still how many of the old terms people still use and how many of them have kind of mm-hmm. died out. So, you know, mm-hmm. if it's something you don't remember or don't know, just tell me and
well, you are aware that this whole area from here way back in the mountains was settled by Highland Scotch
mm-hmm.
and Irish people. And a lot of Irish speech goes back to the old English.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's dying out, but it's still there.
The more people start moving in mm-hmm. and
yeah.
young people move out and so mm-hmm. forth. You know. Well, that's kind of what I'm looking to see, how much it really is changing, you mm-hmm. know. Now what about on the bed? What kind of covers would you have to use?
Comforter, quilt, or spread. Either one of the three.
Okay. What's the difference between a comforter and a quilt?
A quilt you make and a comforter you buy. It's the same monkey.
All right. Just one's bought and one's handmade.
Mm-hmm.
What if you were going to take quilts off the bed and stuff and make like a place on the floor for a baby or something? A
pallet.
Okay.
You familiar with the term?
That's what we call it where I grew up.
Yeah. And where did you grow up?
On the other side of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of.
Yeah, I know Georgia, you all. My wife's folks are originally from Albany.
Mm-hmm.
Or Albany, as the Yankees say.
Albany, they call it down mm-hmm. there, I think.
Yeah.
Right, uh-huh. Do you have a space up in the top of your house that you can store things in?
Well, mine's an attic, but until recently in this country, it was a loft, L-O-F-T.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.